It's interesting the timing of this study from AAA, because let's address the fact that everyone and their mom in Connecticut, for good reason, they're talking about cameras, whether it's the license plate readers or it's the speed enforcement cameras, which, again, I cannot stress enough that those are two very different things. I know they're both cameras, very different programs, very different conversations. But speed cameras especially are coming up a lot because, you know, different arguments, right? So the ALPRs, those are more of a privacy concern, whereas with the speed cameras, those are more of a, people think it's a money grab. And there are questions, you know, why are we having cameras in school zones, for example, staying on even in the summer months when kids aren't in school? And one of the things that both police and, you know, honestly, road experts, so a DOT or a AAA will tell you, is that we have really bad driver behavior. We do. And you can't change behaviors if we don't stay consistent. And what's interesting is this study just came out, and I don't know if anyone caught it, but I think these studies do, again, support why initiatives like the speed enforcement cameras came to be. And again, it's not to say that they are perfect programs, but they are programs that can be effective. And this is why I do think they were supported, but not mandated. And so this new AAA study found that Connecticut drivers admit to speeding more often than motorists nationwide. 18% of respondents called themselves frequent speeders, compared to 15% across the country. Joining us now to talk more about this is Lauren Fabrizi of AAA. And Lauren, you and I, we cover news constantly. And I know that you are in Fairfield, where honestly some of the loudest conversations around speed enforcement cameras are coming up. What can you kind of tell us? I think it's ironic that this study, first of all, is coming out. Why did AAA do it?
Yeah, so our AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety, we conducted a national survey of approximately 16,000 drivers ages 16 and up. And basically, we did that to determine drivers' attitudes towards speeding and what support, if any, there would be for various speeding countermeasures, like you just mentioned, some of them with the speed cameras. And so essentially what we found by conducting this survey is that a lot of drivers perceive speeding as the new normal. So not a good thing, right? And some of the things that I thought that were interesting, some of the findings, was that 3 in 10 of the respondents agreed with the statement, no one actually drives the speed limit. Speeding is just the norm nowadays. And also, most respondents, you know, they do agree that posted speed limits are appropriate, but many of them also believe that driving 10 miles an hour over the speed limit is acceptable, and that they think that they're unlikely by doing that to get pulled over by law enforcement. And nearly half of the respondents believe that keeping up with the flow of traffic is actually safer than obeying the posted speed limit.
I am curious, Lauren, and I don't mean to put you in a bad spot, certainly, because I do know that, you know, AAA, again, it's part of a national entity. But you guys do obviously cover traffic. You guys cover road, assistance, obviously. But one of the things that was interesting about this study was it also did look at the amount of crashes that are contributing, or I should say, are connected to speeding. The study found speeding was linked to about 7,200 crashes in Connecticut last year, 89 of those fatal. Do you believe, or does AAA believe, that our speed limits are archaic? Do they think that they are still accurate? I mean, I think one of the things that people have found with the speed cameras is that they feel like, why do I need to go 20 or 25 miles an hour if 35 is fine? But I don't know if you are able to comment on that and the idea of like archaic speed limits, or why Connecticut tends to speed more than even the national average.
Well, I would definitely defer to our folks over, you know, in law enforcement at DOT on, posted speed limits and where they determine what the speed limits are going to be. But, you know, I will say that, for folks who think, it's just better if I just keep up with the flow of traffic. Well, we just want to let folks know that, you know, when you speed, obviously you increase the risk of serious and fatal crashes. And You know, you also don't leave yourself enough space and time to stop if something pops up in front of you, right? You know, if somebody's tire flies off or a crash in front of you is imminent. So those are all just things to keep in mind and why it's so important to obey the speed limit.
And again, we've got Lauren Verbrizzi here from AAA. And I think that's important to note, Lauren, because, you know, when you hear that the speed limits might be archaic, I always think to myself, well, the average driver, and again, I can't speak for every driver in America, but I could tell you every driver that I know, especially with the speed enforcement cameras in some towns and cities, they'll say, you know, oh, you know, it was posted 25 miles an hour. So I know I can go up to 35. And let me tell you, they're going 35. And so I think that is something to think about. Like if you change the speed limit to 35 miles an hour with the expectation that people feel like they have wiggle room, let me tell you, people are going to go to 45. Like they're going to go to that 10 plus mile. I mean, that's right. I mean, there is a little bit of that mentality of if you were to adjust it. And look, I get it. I do think there are areas where I think, man, we're crawling here. But if you adjust the speed limit signage, to me, people automatically go 10 miles over. They know that threshold and they're not staying near that limit. I mean, that's just what I see. But I don't know if you could speak to that professionally.
Well, from what I saw in the study, what I think is a little bit concerning is, you know, a good amount of the respondents had said, well, yeah, I speed, but, you know, I don't go fast enough that I would get involved in a crash. That may necessarily not be true because, you know, nationally, you know, speeding accounted for about 30% of all traffic fatalities in 2024. That's according to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. And it's important to note that drunk driving is also a factor in about 30% of traffic fatalities nationwide. So I just think that people do need to realize that speeding can be, you know, just as dangerous as impaired driving, just like we say that drowsy driving can be just as dangerous as impaired driving.
We are chatting with Lauren Verbrizzi from AAA, and AAA actually just came out with a study. It found Connecticut drivers admit to speeding more often than motorists nationwide. And Lauren, always appreciate having your time here on the show. It says 18% of Connecticut drivers surveyed consider themselves frequent speeders compared to 15% nationally. 41% of Connecticut drivers surveyed said they speed sometimes compared to 30% nationally. What is it about Connecticut? Like, why is that, Lauren? I mean, do we have any idea why Connecticut seems to be have the heavier foot, if you will?
So what I thought was interesting when we were at AAA Northeast going through these findings from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety, which, of course, you know, it had surveyed 16,000 drivers nationally, but then also looked at state-by-state findings, too. And what we found was that in the majority of our other states that we serve at service at AAA Northeast, so if you think New York, New Jersey, Massachusetts, Rhode Island seemed a little bit more in line with the national average. But aside from that, in those other states too, not just in Connecticut, we were kind of seeing that the drivers surveyed in those states, including us in Connecticut, were considering themselves frequent speeders. And those percentages were a little bit higher than the national average. And the same thing with when, you know, they admitted to speeding sometimes, and those percentages were higher, I had found, than the national average. So, you know, not just here in Connecticut, but kind of in the tri-state area and in the New England area. And I think that kind of just speaks to, not super surprising, right? Because if we've driven throughout the state or we've driven kind of across the border, you know, into New York or some of those other states that I had mentioned, right? It's not like just the speeding just stops or the aggressive driving or the bad behavior stops, right?
We kind of keep up with our neighboring states.
It's, you know, I just feel like it's become such a norm, at least in this area. I mean, it's a problem nationwide, but obviously those numbers are up a little bit higher in this area. But it's becoming something that's a little bit more normalized. And unfortunately, that's behavior or mentality that we really need to work hard to change. Because when you do speed, you know, it's not just the drunk driving like we were talking about, where it can, you know, have really serious repercussions. It's even things like distracted driving and speeding, too, that increases your risk of serious or fatal crashes. So really, it's just a mindset You know, I think speeding probably it had been a problem for a long time, but we do know when the roads open up during the pandemic and all these risky driving behaviors that people adopted even more, they kind of stuck now. We're 6 years out and we're still seeing all of these really bad risky driving behaviors. And so it's just really a mindset that we really have to work to change. You know, it's education, it's doing things like this. And then also, of course, it's enforcement and then infrastructure. And we know, you know, with enforcement, you know, local police, state police, they are out there and, you know, and enforcement numbers, like, it's up. Like, they're going back up. And that's a really good thing. Like, after the pandemic where those traffic stops maybe weren't as frequent, but numbers are going up. So that's really good. And it's just a combination of all of those things that I mentioned, you know, enforcement, infrastructure, and education, and speaking like we're doing right now to just really try to change those bad driving behaviors.
Lauren, did the study outline why people speed?
Yeah, so we took a look at some of the top reasons for why they speed and then why they choose to obey the speed limit. So top reasons for speeding included to get around slower drivers, which we see that, right, a lot. We see folks here kind of weaving in and out of lanes, to reach their destination faster, and to avoid holding up traffic. But something interesting that I thought, right, so like a lot of people, they want to speed because they want to get to their destinations faster. That's not something new, right? We always hear, oh, I got to get where I need to go.
You know,
I believe there's actually another study that our foundation did, which kind of found that, you know, even if you're doing 75 miles an hour, like, you're only going to get to your destination maybe 2 to 3 minutes quicker.
I know, right? It's all mind over matter. It's so true. It is true, Lauren. Like, you'll look at the GPS and you think to yourself, I could shave off 10 minutes. And it's like, no, you can't. You probably shaved off 2 if you're lucky.
Yeah.
It's so true. It's very, very true. So that is fascinating. Now, as far as countermeasures, and again, we're talking to Lauren Fabrizi from AAA, and this new study really looks at speeding in Connecticut. No real surprise, has a speeding problem. What are effective countermeasures? What did the respondents say would be effective? Because clearly, if you ask people who live in Fairfield, Milford, some of the other communities where they have speed enforcement cameras, a lot of residents overwhelmingly don't think that is the answer. What did the AAA study find to be a good countermeasure, or a few of them?
Yeah, so nationally, again, the, you know, 16,000 drivers that were surveyed, and then also some focus groups. But so what we found is that drivers generally prefer countermeasures that encourage safer speeds over those that physically force them to slow down. So essentially, enforcement-based countermeasures were more popular than infrastructure-based countermeasures. And so to put it in perspective, about 87% of respondents supported increased police presence in areas with crash history, and 75% supported the use of automated speed cameras in those areas. But then when we look at infrastructure-based countermeasures, so think, you know, speed humps, roundabouts, drivers do view them as effective, but there's actually little support for installing them. So for example, just 33% of respondents supported installing speed humps in areas with crash history, and a similar amount for roundabouts in areas with crash history.
Wow. So it's funny because as I'm looking at this, I thought, oh, this is what we're talking about, which are the speed cameras. It says more than half, so 51% of drivers said they want advisory intelligent speed assistance. But that's the warnings inside the cars, right?
Yes. So, yeah. So those would be the in-vehicle warnings or alerts when you go over the speed limit. There are also ISA devices, too, that you can install in the car. So that's known as active ISA versus the advisory ISA, which is the alerts we just talked about. So, you know, while half wanted the advisory intelligent speed assistant in their own cars, again, the warnings that you would get if you're going over the speed limit, drivers are less interested in installing the devices that physically limit speed in their cars. But 82% did support requiring those devices for drivers that have a record of serious speeding offenses. So like if you're a repeat speeder, or, you know, if you went over, you know, if you were going 100 miles an hour of the speed limit, requiring drivers to put those devices in their cars. So right now, Virginia, Washington State, and Washington, D.C., they have mandatory IFA programs in place for those type of speeders that we talked about, the repeat offenders. New York City, I believe, has a pilot program, and here in Connecticut, we are currently studying to see if it would be a good idea to implement a program like that.
Interesting. Interesting. Well, again, this is, I think, a fascinating study. And while there are so many communities either debating putting the speed enforcement cameras in their towns and cities or have already rolled out programs and they're continuing to have conversations surrounding them, I just think the timing of this study is pretty perfect. So Lauren Fabrizi, your entire team at AAA, thank you so much. And we so appreciate the breakdown of this most recent speeding study. Thank you for the time.
Yeah, always great being here. Thanks, Melissa.
Absolutely. Again, Lauren Fabrizi, AAA, right here on WICC.